and welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the weekend perspective, including planetary ingresses and the daily transits. Now let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome here to Friday, April 19th, 2024. Of course, the weekend, going to have a look at the themes this weekend, some really interesting things happening. And a reminder that it's your last chance to volunteer for the full moon pod that's happening on Tuesday. I will be looking at individual charts. And if you'd like to be considered, please send me your birth details or pitch up and just volunteer. That'd be great to hear from you if you feel that this full moon might be impactful for you. Also, the April mailbag is open, so send those questions my way. Please remember that the best way to get a hold of me is through my email. That's astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, at gmail.com. And if you're sending a question for the mailbag, please put April mailbag in the subject line so it stands out and I don't miss your question. All right, let's get to those themes for the weekend. Turning now to the moon, currently in Virgo. And here, yes, these refined emotions coming forward. And I'm not going to lie, maybe a little judgy. You know, Virgos tend to be quite perfectionistic. And so when your emotional responses lie there, there might be a little bit of judging going on. By Sunday, the moon moves into Libra, and this, of course, cardinal air. So everything kind of lightens up, opens up, a bit more balanced and diplomatic in your responses. You know, I was thinking about the moon today, as I do, and, you know, I was thinking that I do talk a lot about the moon, and of course, it's our fastest moving planet out there. You've heard me say that before, but I also wanted to point out, if by chance you know what sign your moon is in, then every time I talk about the moon in that sign, it's actually the perfect time to start a new habit, right? Lunar influences, the moon really affects where we find comfort, our habits. And so every month we all have a lunar return, meaning the moon returns to the position in which it was when we were born. And that is the perfect time to start a new habit. So for example, if you have the moon in Libra, then on Sunday or at some point in the between Sunday, Monday-ish is the time to start a new habit. So I just wanted to put that little pearl of information out there for you. The other planet that's changing sign here is the sun moving into Taurus. That's actually happening today. So welcome to Taurus season. Yes, we've moved out of the first sign of the astrological calendar and into the second one is fixed Earth. And everything about Taurus is around the body, about physicality, really, physical pleasure, your values, feeling safe and secure. All of these things have to do with this earthiness of Taurus. And I know you heard me tongue in cheek when the moon is in Taurus, I talk about getting a massage. But you know, Taurians, people with sun in Taurus really respond to physical touch and the physical part of life, gardening, yoga, anything that is really using the body. So this is this month to celebrate that. And for us, of course, to celebrate all the Taurus folk in our lives. As I mentioned off the top, some really interesting themes happening over the weekend, and I'm going to start off with an Aries stellium. Now, that's not a surprise because I've been talking, I feel like it's been a while, at least a month anyways, about this concentration of planets in the same sign and all kind of clustered around in Aries. So it's not a surprise that we get a stellium. All right, remind yourself what a stellium is. It's when three or more planets are within 8 degrees of each other. So here I'm going to talk about Chiron, Mercury, and Venus all clustered together. Now, they have been in a stellium for a bit, at least a week, perhaps longer than that. But I, having a look at it, it's now really gaining in intensity. And I feel like this weekend is its moment to come to a head, as it were. So the three energies we're talking about here are Chiron, which is the wounded healer. It's all around perhaps old wounds or, you know, the healing of those wounds in order to perhaps mentor, heal yourself, you know, teach or mentor others through whatever it is you've learned in those healing moments. Mercury, all around communication, messages, the mind, thoughts. And then Venus, you know, which is all around how we love, you know, our values, things that we hold dear, and how we connect to others is all encompassed in Venus. So when the three of them interact as a stellium, they try to blend their energies together. So I've got a couple of themes here that may apply to you. Now, when I say may apply to you, that really means, you know, if you have a really strong Mercury in your chart, who is that? Well, if you have Mercury as your chart ruler, which is means you have, you know, Virgo or Gemini rising, or perhaps your Sun in Virgo, Sun in Gemini, you might have a strong Mercury. Also, for those Taurus folks, Venus may be a really important planet in your chart. All right, so on to the themes. So when we blend these together, you know, there may be some sensations of the communicating of values about or for healing or around the wounding, some values that you have that may help you kind of move through those wounds. You may also receive some inner messages. And I say inner because, of course, Mercury is still retrograde. Some inner messages of values for healing and or mentoring. And this is all done within the context of Aries. So it's about initiating, starting the process of this healing or these messages coming forward or being a pioneer in these areas. All right, well, the other big theme that's happening on Saturday is the resetting of a very important cycle between Jupiter and Uranus. Now, you've probably heard me speak about this before, especially when I talked about the themes for 2024. This is a big one. It's a 14-year cycle. So it takes 14 years for Jupiter and Uranus to meet again. And the last time was in Pisces, like I said, about 14 years ago. So there's a couple of ways to kind of hold this for yourself. What was kind of going on for you 14 years ago? Perhaps that was a significant time in your life. It is also, yes, the resetting of these two planets. And these two planets involve, well, Jupiter is all about growth, expansion, you know, potential. And Uranus is all, you know, I call it the rebel of the astrological calendar, which is a really about unexpected energy coming forward, erratic energy coming forward. I want to read you just a bit of an excerpt that I did some writing about this particular cycle that I wanted to share with you, and I hope you get some benefit out of it. All right, so here we go. The resetting of Jupiter-Uranus cycle begins in April 2024 with the shift from Aries-Pisces, as seen in the last cycle in 2010-2011, to grounded and physical Taurus. The next 14 years may see sudden changes in growth in areas that include the social sphere, culturally, and politically. From a political perspective, there may be the unexpected move by countries to explore and expand their borders. The erratic energy of Uranus may emerge through changes in land use or countries even changing and working to grow in size. Within certain countries, perhaps, an emergence of unconventional dogmas and belief systems where groups may be solidifying greater independence and freedom. Governments may opt to have a greater reliance on digital currency. Culturally, trends that may include expanded belief in astrology through the use of technology to deliver interpretations. In general, this could be the new cycle of technological innovation involving the use of land or resources. Just as cars are now ordered, purchased online with no-touch delivery, think Carvana, there may be new systems for land purchases. This new delivery system for real estate may be created in this cycle, where technology shows us innovative ways to trade and increase our real estate holdings. unexpected urban sprawl may be in the offing, culminating in a much needed, in my opinion, correction in land value. There may be an overconsumption of technology, although we seem to be pretty good at consuming that currently. There may be new and shocking sensual practices that become all the rage. Perhaps the use of virtual reality, VR, to allow greater meaning from simulated physical touch. This embodies a theme of an expansion of philosophy or value systems that are disseminated through unique technological advances. Another trend that may emerge is an unexpected increase in philanthropy or generous giving from unexpected sources. Well, I really did hop up on my soapbox there. I hope you enjoyed that reading, and I hope always in general that you enjoy the podcast. I have a lot of fun putting it together. It challenges me to think about what my listeners want to hear and really what's significant from an astrological point of view. Of course, if you have any questions about astrology or something I've said on the podcast, reach out. The best way to get a hold of me is through my email. That's astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, @gmail.com. All right, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.